We'll have more of our reporting from Romania and the situation here for Ukrainian refugees in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to turn to some breaking news from Pakistan, where, in a dramatic first for the country, lawmakers have just voted to oust the prime minister in a no-confidence motion. The measure took weeks to be voted on, and at one point had to be ordered by Pakistan's Supreme Court. NPR's Dia Hadid is with us now from Islamabad to tell us more. Dia, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what happened?
So Imran Khan, the former prime minister now, was ousted with 174 votes in parliament on early Sunday morning, somewhere around 2 a.m. No Pakistani prime minister has ever served a five-year term, but he was the first to be thrown out of parliament. And the thing is, this all happened so late because Khan and his allies have been trying to defer this vote since early March. Last week, Khan even moved to dissolve parliament just to forestall this vote. He claimed it was a plot by Washington to overthrow his rule, but the Supreme Court intervened and ordered parliament to reconvene and hold the vote on Saturday.
So this is Saturday. So on Saturday, what happened?
So since this morning, Khan's lawmakers have been checking this out. They hung around parliament for a while. They made posters. There was a few hours of fiery speeches, but then it was only minutes before midnight when suddenly the Speaker of the House announced his resignation. You'll just have to excuse my child crying in the background. I'm sorry, it's late here. He said that the Speaker of the House said that he'd been an ally of Imran Khan for the past few decades and didn't want to oversee his downfall, so he appointed an acting Speaker, and then he walked out. So did all of Khan's allies. They walked out in a stream from Parliament, and that left the opposition. Because it was midnight, we had a reset. We stood for the Pakistani national anthem again. We listened to some verses of the Quran. We had some Islamic music. And then the vote happened. The chamber erupted in tears. The chamber erupted in cheers. Pakistan is the 17th... Excuse me. Come here, sweetheart. Pakistan is a 75-year-old democracy. Here we are. This is how life happens.
Yes, bringing your whole self to work, Dia, of course. So tell me what happens now. Yeah, what happens now?
So what happens now is that the opposition has to form a new government, and they'll have to focus on saving the economy, which is unraveling pretty quickly, and they'll have to enact electoral reforms. They'll also have to try repair relations with the United States, because it's been weeks now since Khan has been spreading these allegations that Washington was trying to overthrow him through this vote. But the thing is that Khan's not going to go gently. He's made that clear. We're expecting protests on Sunday evening, and we expect even more anti-American sentiment at the very least.
As very briefly as you can, Dia, what do you think the reaction will be to this in the country writ large? I know it's hard to assess that in such short notice, but what do you think?
Writ large, Phyllis, I don't think we'll take this lightly either. He's certainly built a movement around himself very much like Trump in the United States. But for most others, I think there'll be a sense of relief. Khan is blamed for mismanaging the economy. And the hope is now inflation might get under control and food prices could stabilize. But honestly, even a new government can't stop these global forces.
You have to leave it there for now. That's NPR's Dia Hadid in Islamabad. Dia, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.